Friday's in the feed. We always talk about the weekend, what's coming up that you can do with the family. And I love this time of year. There's so much happening in the fall. And we have a huge event, Megan. We have our huge Anna and Raven Goodwill trick-or-treat day happening at the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater.
Finally, it's here.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited. What does this event entail? Tell me all the details.
Yeah, so there's a candy trail that's good, obviously, because it's trick-or-treat day, but we also have like a stage with performances from princesses, magicians, the Mombies from Fairfield. They're going to show up and do a flash mob performance. It's going to be so fun, and there's a glow dance party, Taylor Swift karaoke. We're going to do tons there. Yeah,
there's going to be some creepy crawlies from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo, touch a truck from the city of Bridgeport, bounce houses. Kevin, you mentioned the candy trail, so that's where I'll be working tomorrow, and that's going to be a lot of fun because I can hand out like lots of candy to the trick-or-treaters and maybe sneak some for myself. Who knows? And you'll be on stage.
Yeah, I'm going to be, so Jenna's going to be handing out the candy. I'm going to be in between performances, like DJing fun, like party Halloween songs for all the kids to dance to.
That sounds like a great time. I can't wait to see all the photos.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be an awesome time. So I know there's other events happening on Sunday. Saturday is all about our trick-or-treat day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But what do we got for Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday is all about Star. And then on Sunday, head start on Halloween festivities at the Stanford Town Center. Stanford moms are putting on a Halloween candy crawl. This takes place Sunday, 11 to 2. And then they'll be showing the movie Coco in the Grand Court afterwards. Also this weekend, Monster Jam. This is on Sunday as well, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport. It's a really fun, loud event. I've taken my family a few times, and if your kids like trucks and cars, it's really cool to watch. They do all sorts of like tricks, competitions, speed and skills. And Kevin, have you ever been, and Jenna, to a monster truck event?
Yeah, I actually went when I was really young, and it was super loud. Yeah. I still kind of remember what it sounded like.
I remember the first time I ever did this one in Bridgeport. It was when I first started at Star. I didn't have kids, and I went to do it with the radio station, and I saw everyone walking around with headphones on, and I was like, why does everybody have headphones? And then the trucks came out, and I was like, oh, it's super loud.
It made sense.
Yeah, it's loud, but it's a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Megan, do you know what your family's being for Halloween yet, or is it a secret?
Yes, we all have our costumes ready to go. I'm being Britney Spears.
Nice.
Love that.
That is a lot of fun.
Also this weekend, horse-drawn hayrides. That's on Sunday, 10 to 3 at Lehman Orchards in Middlefield. Hop on a horse-drawn hayride. They also have apples and pumpkins there as well. And then also this weekend, Owl-ween, Enchanted Afternoon on Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., an afternoon of Halloween nature fun for the whole family. And this is at the Greenwich Autobahn Center. That's in Greenwich. And then finishing off this week with my mom quote, are you ready for this week?
All right, let's have it.
Let's hear it.
It's that time of year where I get to pretend the 5 pounds of candy I'm buying is for trick-or-treaters.
True story.
Save it. I make my own little stash. That's true. We got to get an extra bag.
Why did all the candy run out? Because I ate
it. Yes, and I have York peppermint patties in the freezer that I'm like trying to hide from the kids, and then a stash in another cabinet. So, yeah.
I saw a hack. You could put it in an empty vegetable bag in the freezer. And that's because the kids don't want the vegetables.
You know, that's funny. You know, it's so funny. I had a York peppermint patty the other day, and I hadn't had one in years. And I was like, this is the most underrated Halloween candy. It's so good.
It is really good.
It is good, especially when it's frozen and in a vegetable bag, Jenna.
I'm definitely going to try that freezing trick. That's fun. All right, Megan, Camp by Mama. You can find her on Instagram. Thank you so much, and have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Talk to you all next week.